Welcome back to D10B College. Today we're building one of the most useful breakdown moves in jungle and old school drum and bass, an echo chamber filtered breakdown. That's the moment where a vocal stab, a chopped sample, or a drum hit gets pulled into delay, narrowed by filtering, and turned into a tense, haunted runway right before the drop lands. This is not just a cool effect, it's arrangement. It gives the listener space after a busy drum section, it creates contrast, and it makes the drop feel bigger because the track has been stripped back into atmosphere and anticipation. That's why this works so well in jungle, old school D&B, dark rollers, and break heavy intros or switch ups. The drums disappear for a moment, but the energy stays alive through the echo. The first thing you want is a sample with character. Don't start with something too clean or too full. You want a vocal chop with attitude, a stab, a dusty break hit, or a little reggae-ish phrase that already has some mood in it. Trim it down to somewhere between half a bar and 2 bars, and listen for shape. Can you recognize it quickly? Does it already suggest a vibe before you process it? That matters, because delay and reverb only get stronger when the source has personality. If the sample is too full, don't panic. You can high-pass it later. If it feels too thin, layer a second texture rather than forcing more low end into the chamber. The goal is not weight down there. The goal is pressure, motion, and space. Now let's build the chord chain inside Ableton Live 12. For a cleaner, more readable version, start with auto filter, then echo, then reverb, then EQ8. If you want something dirtier and more vintage, you can put saturator before the filter and even add redux slightly after the echo. But for a beginner, keep it simple first. Clean control always beats random destruction. A good starting point is to high pass the sample around 180 to 300 Hz. That clears the subspace immediately. Then set echo to a sync delay time like quarter note, 3/16ths, or dotted eighth, depending on the groove you want. Feedback around 25 to 45% is usually enough to create tension without turning into fog. Roll some top end off the repeat so they sit further back in the room, and use reverb with a modest amount of dry slash wet and a decay somewhere around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Finish with EQ8 and clean up anything low, boxy, or harsh. Why this works in D&B is simple. Jungle and old school arrangements love delays that feel like part of the musical phrasing. The chamber becomes a transition device. It gives you motion without needing extra drums, and it lets the breakdown feel alive even when the main groove drops out. Now the real magic is automation. Don't leave the effect static. Shape it over time so it feels like the sample is being pulled into a tunnel. Start the breakdown with the source fairly clear. Then over 2 to 4 bars, close the filter, increase the echo presence, and let the reverb bloom a little more. Near the final bar before the drop, reduce the dry signal and let the repeats do the talking. What to listen for here is very important. Does the breakdown feel like it is closing in rather than simply getting quieter? Do the repeats keep the emotional momentum moving forward? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. If it just sounds like a fading effect, push more of the movement into the filter and feedback. A really strong arrangement move is to think in phrases, not random hits. In D&B, 2-bar and 4-bar logic is everything. For example, the first 2 bars can stay fairly readable, then the next 2 bars get more filtered and more echoed. After that, give the tails some space. Let the chamber get more abstract near the end. You can even think of it as call and response. The first phrase is the call, and the second phrase is the shadow of it. If you want more movement, duplicate the sample or make a second layer. One nice approach is an atmospheric layer. High pass it harder, maybe 300 to 600 Hz. Push the reverb a little longer, and pan it subtly off-center. That gives you width without smearing the low mids. Another option is a dirty layer. Put saturator before echo, drive it a little, and maybe add a touch of redux for grain. That version feels more damaged, more old school, more rave. What to listen for when you add a second layer is whether the mix is still focused. If the effect starts swallowing the groove, high pass it harder and keep the real low end centered. Don't let the chamber become stereo chaos in the low mids. That's a fast way to lose punch. Now always check the breakdown in context. Solo can lie to you. A sound that feels huge by itself can completely ruin the drop if it masks the kick, snare, or bass return. Put the drums and bass back in, at least in a reduced form, and ask yourself a few questions. Does the breakdown leave a clear pocket for the drop? Is the bass return going to feel massive after this filtered space? And does anything in the chamber fight the snare entrance? What to listen for here is the snare return. If the first backbeat of the drop gets buried, your breakdown is too long, too bright, or has too much feedback, Fix that by shortening the tail, reducing wetness earlier, or clearing more space before the drop. Remember, the chamber is there to create anticipation, not to steal the impact. A really good rule for darker and heavier DNB is to keep the chamber off-center, not the low end. Let the sample and its echoes live mostly above the bass region. Keep the actual weight of the track mono safe and centered. That contrast is part of what makes the drop hit so hard. One side is atmosphere, the other side is impact. That's the balance. If you find the delay timing feels too washed out, change the rhythmic value instead of stacking more effects. Try quarter note for a deeper echo, 3/16 for a more skippy, jungle feel, or dotted eighth for a more urgent rolling tension. Small timing shifts matter a lot here. Even moving the sample a few milliseconds earlier or later can make the whole chamber lock into the groove more naturally. And once you find a delay setting that works, save it. Duplicate the track. Resample it. Build your own template. That's a big workflow win in Ableton Live 12. One good chamber can become a repeatable arrangement tool, not just a one-off sound design moment. For the exit, avoid simply fading the breakdown out. Give it a deliberate runway into the drop, a final filtered tail, a reverse swell, one last echo-only hit, maybe a short drum pickup before full impact. The key is that the chamber should open back out, not just disappear. That contrast is what makes the next section feel powerful. And here's a useful mindset shift. Choose clarity over fog if you're stuck between the two. A breakdown that is slightly too clean usually works better than one that is too blurred and weakens the drop. In old school and jungle arrangements, you want the listener to feel the shape of the transition. It can be dark, it can be murky, but it still needs to read. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't leave too much low end in the sample or the effects. Don't crank feedback until the echoes become fog. Don't judge the effect only in solo. Don't widen everything until the mix loses focus, and don't forget to automate the transition. A static chamber is just a loop, a moving chamber is a breakdown. If you want to go a bit deeper, there are some great variations. You can make a ghost chamber, where the original source is very quiet and the delay tail carries almost all the identity. You can chop the sample into fragments and let the delays fill the gaps for a more broken jungle feel. You can create a darker tunnel version with more filtering and a little saturation before the echo. Or you can do a pressure release move, where the filter briefly opens right before the drop, then snaps back down. That tiny flash of clarity can make the return hit even harder. One more pro tip: if the best part of the breakdown lives in a two-bar window, print it to audio. Commit it. That stops endless tweaking and lets you arrange like a producer instead of getting trapped in sound design mode. Keep a dry safety version too, just in case you want to rework it later. So, to recap, choose a sample with identity, high-pass the chamber, build your delay and reverb chain in Ableton Live 12, automate the filter and feedback over a few bars, and shape the breakdown so it feels like a controlled tunnel of tension leading into the drop. Check it with drums and bass, keep the low end clean, and make sure the exit is deliberate. Your quick practice move is to build a 4 to 8 bar filtered echo chamber breakdown using one sample, only Ableton stock devices, and no more than 3 FX, devices in the main chain. Then resample the best 2 bars and make one clean version and one grimier version from the same source. Try the challenge as well if you want to push it further. Make one readable breakdown and one darker, more degraded breakdown from the same sample and make them feel clearly different in mood. That's a proper DNB production exercise. All right, get into Ableton, keep it tight, and let the chamber do its job. When it's working, you'll feel the track breathe. Narrow and build pressure right before the drop. That's the sound of a breakdown with purpose.